I didn't think people met anybody at a car wash since like the 70s, but apparently I was wrong. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning because Jake is on the phone. Apparently that's where he met the girl that he wants to call today. He met her at a car wash. Oh. Not a lot of car wash parties in current day, but Jake, what's up? How are you?
How you doing?
Pretty good. So you met, what's her name?
Melanie.
You met Melanie at the car wash?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
I'll be honest with you. I was driving and then I saw this fundraiser car wash and there was a lot of pretty girls out there washing their cars and I thought,
okay,
you know,
well,
so you were just, you saw a charity car wash and you wanted to perv out for a bit.
Wait, hold on. This isn't like a high school cheerleading squad, right? Because those are the only people I ever see doing charity.
No. At least they didn't look like that. They looked, you know, overage. They looked legal.
Okay. Oh my
okay.
God. Again,
so they looked legal. So you figured you'd pull in there and really do some detective work and figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really need a car wash, but, you know, it was like a good excuse to get in there and then talk to some ladies.
Okay, well, the lady that you want us to call Melanie, she's legal or she's a cheerleader in high school?
Well, here's the thing, though. I went in there and I told them I want to get my car wash. So as I tried to talk to the few ladies that were there, they were all too busy, so no one's paying attention to me. So I went and I sat down waiting for my car to get washed, and then I met Melanie.
Now, was she washing cars or was she also getting her car washed?
No, she was waiting. She was waiting for her car as well.
Okay, so you just struck up a conversation with her.
I sat down next to her. I was kind of like bummed out on my phone. And then she's like, oh, there's really nice shoes you got. So I turn around and I look at her. I was like, wow, this girl's gorgeous.
Nice.
Okay.
So I just started talking to her and we got off on a good start. We had a nice conversation and I asked her for her number. Let's have dinner.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm guessing you guys went out and had dinner?
Yeah.
All right, how was it?
I thought it was going great, but I guess I said something that she should have said because the vibe just, like, completely turned around after that.
What did you ask her?
We were just talking, trying to get to know each other, and I was like, hey, so, you know, like, what do you make a year?
What?
You asked,
why would you
asked
ask
her
that?
Salary?
Dude, that's a...
Yeah, that's like something you don't ask anybody, really.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what she said. So the whole vibe just kind of went like, you know, like, yeah.
Oh.
So wait, how far into the date when you asked that?
Half an hour, 40 minutes. Oh. But we were talking about her jobs, and it just felt so kind of natural to ask, you know, what do you make a year?
Okay. Do you
well, that's never,
country,
it's never
because...
natural, and it's never okay to
no.
ask somebody
yeah.
that.
I mean, it's kind of like the unwritten thing that you don't...
You wonder, but you don't ask.
Yeah.
I mean, it's even uncomfortable sometimes for me to ask my husband how much money he makes.
Yeah, and I try to make it better by telling her how much I made. What? I was like, okay, you know mine. Well, what's yours? And nothing. She wouldn't say anything. She would just look at me like, oh, that was crazy.
Yeah, you kind of are.
I was like, come on. It was just a question. I was nervous. I didn't know what else to talk about. I just wanted to keep the conversation going. So that's the first thing I thought.
All right.
How are you going to continue that conversation? Either like a good for you or a,
well,
let me get,
yeah,
let me give you some tips on how to make more. Like, do you make a lot of money yourself? Like when you told her your number, is it normal? Is it impressive? Where are we at?
Now you're asking, Brooke.
I mean, we're talking about it.
Well, you know, it's decent.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So it's just an okay salary. It's not like you're trying to be like, I'm a billionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, come on. I drive a Nissan Versa.
Okay.
All right.
So I think that's okay then. Like, because it could have come off as you being braggadocious, but like, you weren't able to recover ever?
You know, I was trying, but it, I don't know. It just, she wasn't really taking anything I was saying. So I don't know. I mean, I really think I messed it up.
Well, how did you end things with her?
Well, I paid for dinner. Then she gave me a kiss on the cheek. I was hoping for a little bit more, but, you know, based on my my behavior, I guess I got what I deserve.
Yeah, it's a pretty rude question, man.
I've been calling her, trying to text her, but I just, nothing, no text, no call, no.
Maybe she doesn't make enough and her cell phone bill got turned off. Her cell phone got turned off. You never know.
Have you had a chance to apologize to her?
No. But if you guys can help me out, I would definitely give her my best apology. Maybe I can get a second date.
Okay.
That sounds
well,
like a plan.
We'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, all right?
Thank you.
All right, hang on.